Thank you so much, Mr. President, and thank you so much, distinguished delegations, for your comments and your recommendations. We would like to make the final round of responses, and I would like to make a few remarks regarding the questions on minority education. As it has been stated already, Latvia's constitution and laws guarantee and protect the right of persons belonging to national minorities so that they can preserve and develop their language as well as their ethnic and cultural identity. I would like to provide a few numbers, recent numbers. In the academic year of 2014-2015, 821 schools of general education has received public financing, state funding, in other words. Out of those, national minority education programs were implemented in 109 schools. And education programs, for instance, in the Russian language, have been carried out in 99 schools. In Polish, in 4 schools. In 1 school, in Ukrainian, Belarusian, Hebrew, Lithuanian, and Estonian. In other words, the state support for education in minority languages in Latvia exceeds what is being provided by the most of the European countries. When it comes to the education policy reforms which are taking place in Latvia, they are being done in accordance with international standards and only after a thorough debate and analysis, and will not in any way affect the rights of persons belonging to national minorities guaranteed to them by the Latvian constitution and law. Now I would like to pass the floor to 2 representatives, one from Ministry of Interior and one from the Ministry of Welfare, to remark, to respond to some of your inquiries. Thank you. I pass the floor to Deputy State Secretary from the Ministry of Interior.